Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Newstalk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Jonathan Healy. It is 7:47 now on this Wednesday morning. Wife and mother of two, Leona Macken, has received an apology from the HSE in court over false negative results in two smear tests that led to her late stage diagnosis of cervical cancer. Leona's on the line now. Leona, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
It was a long fight for you. You got the apology in court yesterday. How do you feel this morning?
I did get the apology. I know the apology probably isn't for everyone, but it meant a huge amount to me, just the acknowledgement alone from the failures and everything. And even the wording they used, it was a really good conclusion, I suppose, to everything for us. We kind of didn't know whether we were going to get it. And there's been a lot of women in my position that didn't get that. So it is something that I don't take for granted.
The apology read out in court yesterday arose from what they was failures in the cervical check screening program 2016-2020, where opportunities were missed to identify what was going to be a huge life-changing issue for you. Were you surprised after everything that we had heard before with Vicky Phelan and other women that this had happened to you?
Absolutely. Like, to be honest, like, it wasn't long after. I think I was diagnosed in June 23, and I was already kind of starting to ask questions. I was like, how? I knew I'd been so careful with everything. I'd never missed a smear. I mean, I'd also had smears in 2013 and 2008. I paid for a smear when I was younger. I was just really careful about it all. Obviously, the Jake Goody thing was a really big story when I was younger, and it's something that affected a lot of women, you know. So I knew, like, that I'd never had any abnormalities, and I was kind of thinking, how did I go from a normal smear in 2020 to now cancer in 2023? It just didn't add up in my head, you know. So, like, thank God I did start asking questions, because, you know, I don't know whether I've ever found this out, and, you know, how many women probably never knew, you know, that there was abnormalities or anything. Also, like, I was going with symptoms and stuff as well after kind of 2020 is when my symptoms kind of fully started. But because I had a history of no abnormalities, I mean, cancer wasn't in my mind at all. I was thinking, you know, endometriosis and all these different things. So cancer just wasn't in my head at all. And then when I went for the smear in 2023 and that came back, and then I knew from then, I was like, oh my God, it's cancer. Like, you know, I knew before they even diagnosed me.
I suppose a lot of people would just go, right, I'm going to deal with what's in front of me now and take on this cancer. But you wanted answers. Did you have to go to court to get those answers? Did you feel like you'd no choice but to recourse to the legal system?
Oh, absolutely. I felt like I had to look into myself. Like, I mean, I had been asking questions here and there, and they weren't really being met by, you know, kind of solutions or answers that I was looking for. So that's why I was like, right, okay, I need to look into this myself. I think I was like, I had a hysterectomy in July 2023, and I was sitting at home recovering from that. And that's when I just fully started looking into it myself. And then I was like, right, I need help here, you know. I didn't really know where to be going and stuff. And that's when I contacted Keen O'Carroll's, and I spoke to Siobhan down there. She was amazing. Like, they've been such a huge support to me through all this. Like,
can I ask what happens next for you, Leona? Because you are in this fight right now. You know, you feel like you've won this bit of it, but the fight goes on.
Unbelievable. Yeah, like it's the end of one part of it, but certainly not the end of, you know, the whole cancer journey. I am so determined to, and I know so many people probably say this, like, but I really am so determined to try and find something to get me out of this. I mean, I'm still in treatment at the minute. I'm on quadruple therapy, so I'm doing two chemotherapies and two immunotherapies. I'm actually in today for one, but I have one more to go after that. I've done four so far. This will be my fifth one today, but if I don't get the results I want in the scan, I'm not stopping. Like, I'm still looking here, there and everywhere. You know, I've contacted so many different hospitals and just different, like, solutions. Is there anything else out there? You know, there has to be something. Like, and I know it probably sounds crazy, and I am a little bit crazy anyway, but I'm not giving up, like, at all. I've too much to live for. I've such a beautiful life. I've two beautiful children. I've an amazing family and a huge support behind me. And in every other aspect of my life, I've always said I'm so lucky. I just have the most beautiful life, and I just don't want to leave it. Like,
Would you like to meet with Jennifer Karen McNeill, who's the Minister for Health, to talk to her about what you've been through? I mean, has there been any contact from the government or anyone like that?
No, absolutely not. Nothing at all.
Would you like to meet?
I mean, I know Cian O'Carroll has reached out at a certain point, but no, we haven't heard anything at all in this case.
What would you tell her?
I think I would just say, like, something needs to be changed. You know, the auditing was stopped in 2018. It hasn't been picked up since. It was stopped weeks after Vicky Phelan's case, like. You know, again, the Patient Safety Act of 2013 states that if this is even picked back up, it must remain anonymous. So the patients don't necessarily, like, aren't being told the results, don't have to be told the results. It's like there's so many things in the system that need to be rectified, like, and need to be looked at. It's not good enough. I mean, it's people's family, it's people's daughters, kids are losing their mammies. Like, it's not good enough. And it's 2025 now. Now we need to be doing something. I have two young daughters growing up and I'm faring for them now, you know. It's not good enough what's happening. Like, this is my life. It's no joke. You know what I mean?
Leona, good luck with your treatment today.
Thanks so much, Jonathan.
You've one fight done and the other fight ongoing, but you've a lot of fight in you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on News Talk.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.